We're going to be starting a new topic. We're going to be switching gears a little bit. We've been doing a lot of Arachayim based sugya, so now we're going to switch a little bit to Yaradeya to talk about a sugya that we talked a little bit about some of these halachas when we did a few part series on Basa B'Cholov, but that was on Zoom, so I don't know how much it counts. So we're going to discuss tonight not Basa B'Cholov, but Basa V'Dogim, a unique iser, a unique concept in halacha, not the classical Basa B'Cholov, milk and meat, but the idea of meat and fish. So what is the idea of meat and fish? So if you look over here in source number one, the Gemara in Pesachim. Now this Gemara, we used a lot when we were discussing the sugya of Reichai. In Yaradeya, Bas B'Cholov, there's a sugya called Reichai. Reichai means that if one thing gives off an aroma into something else, let's say for example you have two pieces of meat cooking next to each other, one is treif and one is kosher, and they're both very hot and they're both giving off smell. So do we say that the smell of one goes into the other? So it was a machloikis in the Gemara over there, whether there's such a thing called Reichai, is a smell something. Reichai milsihi, Reichai lav milsihi. We discussed that a lot when we talked about cooking things next to each other. Do we say that the scent of one goes into the other? Then we had another sugya when we talked about the ovens called Zeya. Zeya is basically the sweat, but over here it means the heat goes from one to the other. But Reichai is something which is more substantial. It's smell. We all know smell is worth a lot. So the question is, when you have two things cooking next to each other, that's the sugya over here, Pesachim, that I involve, is the sugya of Reichai. We had an entire discussion over there, how do we paskin Allah l'maisa? Is Reichai milsi? Is lav Reichai? If Reichai is lav milsi? If Reichai doesn't mean anything, so theoretically you can cook in the same oven, you would be able to cook, well again, in the oven you might have zeya issues, but you can cook two things next to each other, even if they'll share smells, because smells don't count, as long as nothing actually jumps from one to the other. So the Gemara writes that this in Pesachim, number one, says the Gemara, Ahu binsei. There was a binsei. What's a binsei? So Rashi says binsei is a fish. There was a fish, the itve bahadi bisra, that was cooked right next to a piece of meat. Says the Gemara, Asra Rava b'parzikei l'michlei b'kuchsa. Rava said, you cannot eat that piece of that fish that was cooked right next to a piece of meat. You can't eat that piece of fish b'kuchsa. What's kuchsa? Rashi says, kuchsa is milchix, it's chalav. So the Gemara says, what's the scenario? The scenario is, you have a piece of meat that was cooked next to a piece of fish. You have salmon cooked next to hamburger. So the Gemara says, you can't take that piece of salmon and eat it with milk. Why, says Rashi, number two, says Rashi, also rav b'zikil mechle b'kuchsha. So Rashi, sheyesh b'cholav mishum dekasav reicha milsi. Because that's reyach. Meaning what happened? I have a piece of fish cooking next to a piece of meat. So the reyach of the basar goes into the fish. So now that the reyach of the basar goes into the fish, so now this has reyach basar in it. So I can't go eat it with cholav because it's a problem of basar b'cholav.
Does that mean that you can actually taste it in that?
Yeah, this
the fish you pick up and there's a
well,
taste.
Well, right. So the question is, do you actually have to taste it? Or we assume that the taste goes into it. Yeah, that's a question. So the Gemara says, now this is what we need. Says the Gemara, Rav Ashi Amra Afilu B'Milcha Nami Asura. Says Rav Ashi, forget the chalav part. Just cooking again. According to the first sheet in the Gemara, there's nothing wrong with cooking fish next to meat. The only problem is if you're going to cook fish next to meat and then take that fish and eat it with milchix, then you run into a problem of reichai. Says Reb Ashi, no, you can't cook fish and meat next to each other. Forget the milchix. Afilu b'milcha nami asura. Even if you want to cook it just in salt, meaning by itself, without dipping it into milchix, it's also asur. Why? Mishum dekasha l'reichai, because it gives some form of a bad breath. Ula davar acher, and it gives davar acher. What's davar acher? Zok Rashi, tzaras. So this is the mekor in the Gemara that you're not supposed to cook fish and meat together. Why? Again, this Gemara is talking about cooking fish and meat. It doesn't say a word about eating it. The Gemara says you can't cook fish and meat together because it gives you tzaras. Now we all know tzaras is not deadly. Tzaras is an inconvenience. Tzaras is a pain. Tzaras is not deadly. Yet the Gemara says you are not allowed to cook fish and meat together because it will give you tzaras. This is the Makar. Now, according to the first sheet in the Gemara, according to Rava, there is nothing wrong with cooking fish and meat together. It's only a problem of cooking fish and meat together and then wanting to eat the fish with the milchitz. But according to Rav Ashi, according to Marbar Rav Ashi, you would not be allowed to cook fish and meat together. Now, the truth is, we'll see in the Paiskim, you could learn that it's Mamash HaMachleikis Amaroyim, and according to Rava, there is nothing wrong with eating fish and meat cooked together. It's only according to Marbar Rav Ashi. But Marbar Rav Ashi seems to be the one we paskin like, and according to Marbar Rav Ashi, you cannot cook fish and meat together because it's going to give a person saras. So now, How do we paskin? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, number 3, Yeridea, Simen Kuf Tezayin. Now, Simen Kuf Tezayin in Yeridea is a Simen in Shulchan Aruch that talks about things that are dangerous. The first Sif in that Simen talks about Mayim Megula, which I was toying the idea of having a Sharenim, maybe we still will, the idea of leaving liquids open, that a snake can get its venom in. Then the next Simen in Shulchan Aruch, the next Sif talks about eating things with sweat, which we actually spoke about in other shurim. But here in the middle of it, the Shulchan Aruch writes number 2, Tzarech Lizar, you have to be careful, Shlei Lechol Basar V'Dog Biachat, that you're not allowed to eat Basar V'Dog together. And that's not exactly what the Gemara says. The Gemara says you're not allowed to cook Basar V'Dog together. But the Gemara, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not allowed to eat them together. You can't have a salmon steak sandwich. Why? Because it gives tzaras. Now again, it's not so much our sugya today, but again, tzaras is not deadly. The first halach in that siman in Kuf Tezayin talks about mayim megula. Mayim megula is deadly. If the venom gets into the liquid, it can kill a person. Tzaras will never kill a person. But nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch writes that we should stay clear of things that even can just cause bodily harm, even though it won't be deadly. So Shulchan Aruch paskin seemingly at Ma'abar Vashi, that not only you're not allowed to cook basar v'dogim, you're not allowed to eat fish and meat. So you're not allowed to have fish and meat together. Says,
what's the definition according to Shulchan Aruch of tzaras in these days? Is it a stomach ailment?
So we don't know. We always think of tzaras as leprosy, but the truth is tzaras and leprosy are probably not a fill. It would be some form of a skin issue. But again, whatever that means, it's the other problem is it's just not true. Meaning scientists have studied this and it's just not true, which we'll have to deal with at some point. If this halacha is only based in the times of the Gemara, did this phenomenon exist? But today, our bodies are wired differently. We can handle it. We'll have to talk about that as well. But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, V'chein litzlois basar im dog. You're not allowed to roast basar next to dog, which is what really the Gemara was talking about. Why? Mishum reichoi. Because of the reach. Again, if you cook a piece, that was mamash the case of the Gemara with Rabashi. If you cook a piece of fish on the same grill, this is grilling season. People are making barbecue. So let's say some people want to have a barbecued salmon, a grilled salmon. Some people want grilled chicken. So you can't grill them on the same grill because the reach from one goes into the other. But this is where it gets important. Says the Ramah, me, however, b'di'eved, ena yasser. So let's say, for example, you didn't come to tonight's share. You had no idea that there's a problem. You know basar b'chalav. That's what they told you in school. They never told you basar v'dogim. Right? We always say in this mirror, basar v'dogim b'chal matamim. So you think they go together. So let's say, let's leave the grill for a second. Let's say the oven. Let's say your wife took a foil pan. She took a 9x13 foil pan. She put in pieces of chicken. And right next to the oven, she put the salmon. What's the status of the food? So the Ramah says in Shulchan Aruch, einay oiser. The food is permissible to be eaten. You can eat the salmon. You can eat, you can't eat them together. But you can eat them, each one individually. So paskins the Ramah. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says, what's takip shot in this Ramah? Why am I allowed to eat salmon that was cooked in the same oven as chicken if you just told me I'm allowed to cook them together? Now, we have to develop this tonight as well, that in Halacha there's a concept called Chamira Sakanta Meyasura. We know that Basar B'Chalav is not dangerous. Well, actually, when we did our sugya on Basar B'Chalav, if you remember, we had an intro to Basar B'Chalav, and in that intro we spoke about that Basar B'Chalav is not dangerous. There's no source in Chazal that assume it's dangerous. But Basar V'Dogim is dangerous. So the question is, are we more strict for something which is dangerous, or we're more lenient? So the Gemara has a klal, Chamira Sakanta Meisu, where we're more machmir, something which is dangerous and something which is actually prohibited. So that we would apply that rule here also. That when it comes to Basar V'Dogim, we might be more machmir than we are for Basar B'Chalav. Which is why we'll talk about Bli Neder on the sheet today. Do you have Bitl B'Shishim? We know there's a concept in Halach called Bitl B'Shishim. Let's say, for example, a person has 60 times more of the other. So let's say a guy has a huge, huge pot of chicken soup and a tiny drop of milk falls in. Bitl B'Shishim. Do you say the same thing with fish and meat? Let's say a guy has a huge pot of chalent and a little bit of gefilte fish falls in. Do we say Bitl B'Shishim? We say, no, Bitl B'Shishim is a halachic issue. This is dangerous. We'll talk about it. It's on the sheet. I don't want to give it away. The big, famous steak sauce, Worcestershire sauce, I still can't pronounce it, right? The famous sauce that they put fish into it, which is commonly used on chicken and steak. How are you allowed to eat it? Why is that not a problem? So the answer is it's shishim. There's more, 60 times more non-fish. Well, does shishim work? We'll have to get into all that. So the Taz says, what's takap shan in the Ramah that if I cook steak and salmon together, I'm allowed to eat it? So now just, if we don't get to it, chicken and meat are the same thing. So if I give examples of chicken versus steak, I'm just giving examples of what I'm hungry for tonight. They're the same halachic status. We don't mechalik between basar oif and basar behema. Even though we all know that when it comes to basar b'chalav, chicken is a lower standard, but l'maisa, for this halacha, it's all the same. So says the Taz, why does the Ramah permit if b'di'evit, if it was cooked together. So he writes, "Haynu b'reichel luchot." That's because it's just a question of smell. Now again, it's a machloikis in the Gemara if smell counts at all. By basa b'chalav, it's a shayla. So therefore, says the Tasa, when it comes to something like sakana, we make it with reyach. Aval imnis bashla yachad asur maf b'di'evit. So the Tasa says, let's be very clear. If they were cooked mamish together, let's say, for example, you had a barbecue grill, and on the barbecue grill you put a piece of salmon mamish next to the piece of salmon on top, touching each other. That's for sure you're going to have to throw out, and maybe even kasha the grill, which we'll talk about today. But we're talking about over here where there's no touching. There's no juices. That's why my example I gave you was it's in the oven. You have a 9x13 on the top shelf and a 9x13 on the bottom shelf. They're in separate foil pans. There's no jumping of liquids. So then what would be the problem be? It would be reichai. So the Taz says, no. When it comes to reichai of sakana, we make. So that's the pshat in the Ramah. Then he continues. He says, "V'kosev isav heto arach klach of gimel af b'di'evid." Okay. Then he quotes a marshal. The marshal writes, "Kosev u'mahashal be'isav heto shaloi simelam and hey be'sifrei perikid anoshe simetez vav kosev the mutol litzlois dogim and basa betanur echot." Says the marshal on top of the Rama. The marshal was the uncle of the Rama. So here the Rama said it's only kosher b'di'evid. Says the marshal, "I'll do one even better. You can go lechatchila and cook it in your oven. Tonight, go home. You want to make salmon for tonight? You want to make chicken tonight? So cook them together in the oven," says the marshal. Why? Because he learned the Gemara, it's only also if they cook next to each other. But if they're not cooked next to each other, again, according to the marshal, if you have a big barbecue grill and you put salmon on the left side and chicken on the right side, no problem. Lechatchila. You can cook the grill lechatchila, which would be very helpful for those families that are very picky eaters. Some people like salmon, some people like chicken. So what do? According to the marshal, you open the grill, you have a wide grill, no one's touching, there's no touching. You have the left side is the salmon, the right side is the chicken, everything is okay. The Ramah didn't say that. The Ramah said only b'di'evit we allow it, not lechatchila. So we have two opinions. And then the Shach quotes a Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva is important because there's a big tumult now going on in the world where people are quoting a Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva lived in the 16th century. He was born in the beginning of the 1550s. So he was younger. He was a contemporary of the Ramah. He was younger than the Shach, but a contemporary of the Ramah. So he has a big chiddush with sheitels. Now there's a big tumul about these new types of sheitel that they made. They make these new sheitels where the lining of it is called lace cap. Lace top, lace cap. Where basically the scalp of the sheitel looks like the lady's scalp. So it gives such a more real feeling to the sheitel. And there's a big tumult right now if that's mutter, if that's aser. So many people quote the Be'er Sheva. The Be'er Sheva held that a lady's not allowed to wear sheitel, period. Why? Marasayin. It's marasayin. Not everyone could tell that it's not her hair. Some of these sheitels look very good. Now we're talking about the 1550s. Kol Shekein in 2020, 2021. So therefore the Be'er Sheva over there was of the opinion that sheitel her aser. So a lot of people quote this Be'er Sheva. The problem is Rav Moshe Feinstein rejected it. Rav Moshe Feinstein thought that sheitel's almut. Okay, so the Be'er Sheva gets a lot of attention now. So we're going to quote another Be'er Sheva. Here the Be'er Sheva says, I don't know how many people know this Be'er Sheva, but the Be'er Sheva disagrees with the Ramah. Again, he was contemporaries of his. And he writes, he says, no, that the Ramah said in Shulchan Aruch that I cook the salmon and the chicken together in the oven, they're not touching, it's mutter b'di'evit. Because it's only reicha and reicha we can make. Or says the Be'er Sheva, no, not so. I hold b'di'evit, it's aser. Why? He says, afilu nitzlu nifrodim zem izeh b'tan reichel. Even if they're cooked separate from each other, it's in the same oven. He says, no. Even he goes the opposite extreme. Even if sometimes when it comes to Reach, you're Mekel, that's only by Issa, but it's Sakona. Says the Be'er Sheva, Sakona, we got to go to the umpteenth degree. So we have three sheetas in our Sugya about cooking milk, fish and meat in the same oven. According to Ramah, it's kosher b'di'evit. According to the Mashal, it's mutal lechatchila. And according to the Be'er Sheva, it's oser b'di'evit. So how do we pass it? What would happen if someone goes home tonight and the wife, by mistake, cooks in the same oven salmon together with the chicken? Do you throw it out or do you keep it? So if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, again, there's three-way machlokes achraidim. The Ramah, the Be'er Sheva, and the Mashal, all living in the same time. This is an interesting historical. They're all basically late 1500s, early 1600s. This is mamish to early zman achrayim. Again, the mashal was the uncle of the Ramah. He was even older than the Ramah. So three way machloikis achrayim. According to the mashal, muta lechatchila. According to Ramah, muta b'di'evit. According to the Be'er Sheva, aser lechatchila. Aser b'di'evit. Now the question is, what does the Shach hold? So it's not clear what the Shach holds. The Shach is just quoting different opinions. So I think there are those who think that the Shach is Taka coming out l'chumra, since he quotes the Beresheva and he quotes the Mashal. He quotes both. He quotes both opposite extreme opinions. According to the Beresheva, it's also b'diavad. According to the Mashal, it's mutal chatchila. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, again, we're fast forwarding in history about 250 years. The Aruch HaShulchan at the end of the 19th century, beginning of the 20th century. He died in 1908. So we're going almost 300 years ballpark from when these Gedolei Acharonim fought over, and he writes the following. You should be careful not to eat fish and meat together, and they should kosher the tzaras, because they give tzaras. Like I mentioned earlier, it does not matter if it's steak or chicken. You should also not roast them together in a small oven, because of the reyach. Miu, however, b'di'evid einei oyser. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, b'di'evid, if you cook them in a small oven, because he says the whole sakana is only if they are cooked together. If it's just reichai, then there's no sakana. But if the fat, let's say for example, if you grill something, there's a lot of fat, and it jumps from one to the other, or it touches each other, vade asurim, then it's going to be asur. Then he quotes, v'yesh matirim b'tzli afil lechatchila, that those who permit roasting, even lechatchila, v'yesh oisum gam d'yevav, ein lonu rak b'divir ramah, shepasek demotar b'divir. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, where we follow the Ramah, not the Be'er Sheva, not the Mashal, we follow the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah and Shulchan Aruch says it's Motu B'Di'evet, so according to the Ramah, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it's Motu B'Di'evet. If you look at number 7, the Pre-Torah was the Aruch HaYim HaKadosh. The Aruch HaYim HaKadosh wrote a sefer on your day called Pre-Torah. There he writes the following. He says, V'davko d'chad minayu shemen oy bisra oy binsa. He says, in order for it to be a problem, it has to be that at least one of them were fatty. It wasn't lean. Was fatty, either the fish was fatty or the steak was fatty. Avli trevau kichushim, if they're both very weak, shari aflechatchilo, the ain la asa elam yitz adam lachem alzed, are the meshubach bezi rosai. Then already he says that's already extra chumra. So I would argue maybe something like a hot dog. A hot dog is not very fatty, and salmon, most of our salmon is not very fatty. So according to the Zohar HaChaim HaKadosh, the Pre-Torah, it's only a problem if at least one of them was fatty, because then we assume it gave off a strong reach into the other one. Okay, now, if you look over here in number 8 from the Sefer Oil Yaakov, I quote the Sefer a lot. It's written by a contemporary, a fellow in Eretz Yisrael. He's a young guy. He might even be younger than me as far as I know. His name is Yaakov Skatchelis. He's a native of Queens. But his Svarim are very nice because he brings down all the contemporary Gedolim of our generation. So he writes over here in the Sefer number 9, Ubi Sefer Habayis Bekashusai, Hevi Shabal Hashevet Levi Pasak Lagabi Basav Dogim, Reb Shmuel Vosner Paskin, when it comes to Basav Dogim, Shenafu Betan Rechab Vasachas, Shehimutarim. So Shmuel Vosner Paskin liked the Aruch HaShulchan, like the Taz, like the Ramah, that b'di'evit, if you cooked salmon and chicken in the same oven, it's mutter. Now, obviously, it goes without saying, if one of them is covered, it's not a discussion. Obviously, as we spoke about when we learned Basel B'chalov, when one of them is covered, then nothing comes in, nothing comes out. We're talking about when you cook them both openly. Now, again, in a barbecue grill, it might depend on the size of the barbecue grill. It's very possible if it's a very narrow barbecue grill and they might have been touching, so then according to everyone, you'd have to throw out the food. But if you have an oven, you have two shelves in your oven, one was on the top shelf, one was on the bottom shelf. So l'chayru, it's just a question of reach. If it's just a question of reach, you could be samech on the Ramah. However, it's interesting, the Chochmas Adam, the Chai Adam, lived later, 1700s, late 1700s. So the Chai Adam disagrees. Believe it or not, the Chai Adam holds that b'di'evet, you cannot eat boss of a dog and cooked in the same oven. If you just quickly look on the bottom, number 8A, he writes, for also litzli's dog or boss of batan rechid, you cannot cook dog and boss in the same oven, even if they're not near each other. And it's not a question of one juice jumping to the other, it's just reyach, afilu hachi, osir, it's still osir. Afilu b'di'evet! Zog the chai odom, even b'di'evet. Again, the chai odom was the accepted sefer in Vilna. Chai Adam was as Rav Hirsch Shach likes to say, it was the Litvax Bible. Everything that Chai Adam says, they follow. So the Chai Adam paskins against the Ramah, that b'di'evet, it is aser. He paskins like the Be'er Sheva. Why? The Chamir Sakanta Mi'isura. Im loy b'tan or gadol, unless it's a very big oven. Okay, you have to know what our ovens are considered. Oy, she'echem hem mechusa, or one of them is covered. The oz ain't shayich reichoy. Now, that's the Chai Adam's approach. So again, the Aruch HaShulchan says mutter like the Ramah, but the Chai Adam is machmir. And then he writes at the end another interesting thing. But before we get to that, it's just worth noting that Rabbi Forst writes in his sefer, if b'di'evit you cook bas or v'dogim in the same oven, ask a shayla, which is his way of saying I don't want a paskin. which is interesting because I would have thought the Aruch HaShulchan is the go-to accepted psak, you know, for hundreds of years in Klai Yisrael. But he writes, ask a shayla. Why? Because you have the Chayodim. It's a tough call. Aruch HaShulchan versus the Chayodim. I don't know. So he says, ask a shayla. If it ever comes up, a halacha lemaisa, a person, he writes, you should ask a shayla because it's not so pashut that you're able to eat the food. But the last line of the Chayodim is important, but it's really a taz. And the shayla is the following. Let's say the following scenario. Let's say your wife bakes challah in the oven. And at the same time she's baking the challah in the oven, she's baking chicken. So what happens then? So the reich of the chicken goes into the pas. And now you want to have that pas with salmon. Can you do that? So the Chayodim says yes. He says, when we come walk in pasha, offer in basar, but anachad, motul echal apasim dogim deim by el reich. That he thinks is okay. It's based on a taz. I wrote a taz on 7b if you want to look at it. So this is very negeya. Again, not so negeya, but let's say, for example, you're cooking bread in an open fleishig oven, you could still use that bread with fish. Now, if you look at number 8 is not the actual Chachmas Adam, it's the footnote on the Chachmas Adam where he says, why is the Chai Adam so machmir? Machmir, so he says that even though normally we hold reich alav milsihi, but when it comes to sakana, we go the opposite extreme. We go more machmir. So even though when it comes to regular bas b'chol, we taka paskin reich alav nilzi, we don't worry about reyach. But sakana, says the Chai Adam, no, then we're machmir. Okay? So we have machloikas achurainim between the Chai Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan. Rabbi Force leaves it off as ask a shayla. It sounds like to me, if you read Reb Simcha Bunim Kohn's son, Sefer, Reb Binyamin Kohn has a Sefer called Chalkas Binyamin. It has the same structure as his father's Sefer, the Badei HaShulchan. I got the impression he was a little bit more maker like this Aruch HaShulchan. But again, halacha l'maisa, it's not so posh. But yeah, if you were to cook fish and meat in the same oven, in the same grill, and it's just a question of reichoy, it's not so posh. Maybe we say chamira sakanta meyasura. The next issue is what would happen if, let's say, for example, by mistake you cooked in the same pot fish and meat. Do you have to kasha the pot? Again, if I cook basa b'chalav, you got to kasha the pot. The guy has a fleishik pot, a ben yomidik a fleishik pot. 10 minutes ago, he made chicken soup, and then 5 minutes later, they boil milk in the pot to make noodles. So it's treif. You have the hot fleishik with the hot milchik. So now, treif, you got to kasha. Do we say the same thing by dog and basa? Let's say by mistake, someone took a fleishik pot, he cooks a stew in it. 5 minutes later, you cook salmon in it. Does that pot become treif now that you have to kasher it? How does that work? Well, let's say, for example, you cook the mamash at the same time. You take a pot and you throw into the pot. Again, I don't know so many recipes that have fish and meat together in them, but let's say there are recipes. I'm sure there are in the secular world or the non-religious world, because why not? Put the two together. But would that treif the pot to the point where you'd have to kasher it? So if you look in the Pesachei Tshuva, in number 10, he quotes from the Teferis L'Moshe, where he writes, V'ayim b'sefer Teferis L'Moshe, shekasa b'shem ziknoi hagoyin Reb Yaakov, the Av Bezdin of Lublin. So what happens if b'dievet, a piece of fish, fell into a plate of meat, or vice versa? He would answer it. The Tferes L'Moshe held that you'd have to kasher it. If a pot became balua with a mixture of boss of a dog and being cooked together, the pot becomes treif. The after mevashlim dogim bekli basar ibcha. You'll ask me, many people use a fleishig pot to cook fish and vice versa. Haynu she'ein koyach b'nayis netama yoytsi mekdei lasis oros. That's because over there it's not there. It's just blias. But if it's fresh, you have a live basar v'dogim cooking in a pot. Avol kishen is batal bekdei rabasar v'dogim kishen is bashal bekdei rabasar v'dogim biach. But if your mamish cooking them, you're cooking them live. You're cooking them fresh on the spot. You're cooking the venom. Then your mom's cooking it. So says it first, Lamosha. If, let's say, for example, we'll make the case more exciting. Let's say, for example, you're serving at a tail. You have a Shabbos meal where you're serving the first dish is hot salmon. And the next dish is hot flesh. You can make a mistake. Someone put the hot salmon on top of the hot thing. You put them on the same plate together. You weren't paying attention. You know, people put them on the same plate. So in that case, he says, then it would treif the pot, and you'd have to kasher it. However, if you look in the Shevet Halevi number 11, which Shmuel Vosner writes, he quotes this Tefillah L'Moshe. I'm sorry, the Teferis L'Moshe, and he writes that he says V'onu regilim lahoyros kezer kat Teferis L'Moshe lechayiv agol. He says, yeah, that's what the practice is. We talk, that b'dievet, someone would have cooked fish and meat together, he would have to kasha the pot. If you look in the Sefer Oral Yaakov, he writes, number 12, Ulinin agav shamati maisa she'echa bishol betos, the basic dogim and boss. He says a story where someone actually did it. Accidentally, they cooked fish and meat together. bekli echad in one kli. The sholas agoyin the Yosef Shalom Eliyashiv im tzrichem lahagal akli. Kedas mechnasu Eliyashiv, you have to do a hagala like the tferes lemoishe. Va'ono loyin, and Eliyashiv answered she'onu loynoagim lahachmur. That far we don't go. So even though it says in the Tiferes Lamaisha quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva, that if you actually cook basar v'dagim together at the same time, you'd have to kasha the pot. Rebbe Eliyashiv said that's not the practice, but Rebbe Shmuel Vazner says that is the practice. This grata can come up in a scenario, not exactly, but sometimes what happens is if a person has gefilte fish, and they wrap it in aluminum foil, this is a maisa that did take place, where they put it into the chon thinking that it was kishka. Okay, in that case is a little different because over there was an aluminum foil. But let's say, for example, you have a frozen block of something. You don't know what it is. You think it's a kishka, so you put it into the chon. Lo and behold, it's a loaf of gefilte fish. So that could happen. So that would mamish be the shayla. What would happen perhaps in such a case? The next thing that we have to talk about is, should we have separate pots for fish and meat? Most of us, again, we don't do that much. Most of us, when we cook fish, it's usually with the milchika stuff. But let's say gefilte fish for the Shabbos prep. Do we have a separate gefilte fish pot, or we cook the gefilte fish?
I thought that was the, you know, most people
to have separate, or not to have separate.
Just have a separate.
Ah, so we'll get to that right now. Now again, we saw in the Pesachei Tshuva says that he's willing to accept the notion that it's not as bad as cooking it together. But the question is, should you have separate dishes? Now again, we have separate dishes for basar b'chalav. We don't cook the same pot, so why shouldn't you say the same thing with chamir sakanta meyesu? We should even be more machmir. So if you look in the Torah, we're going to the times that we're shining. The Torah writes in number 13, v'tzorech lizor, you have to be careful, shloi lechol basar v'dog biyachad. You cannot eat basar v'dog together, shekosh l'tzoras, it gives tzoras, v'yesh machmirin. There are those that are machmir, b'dover liyachad l'dogim kelim levadon. And there are those that are machmir, the Torah quotes such a chumrah. There are those people that are machmir not to have the same dishes for dogim and basar. However, if you look in the Chayodom Pasuk is not like that. If you look over here in number 14, well, first of all, when the Torah says you have to have separate dishes, is he talking about even if there ain't a ben yoyma? Right? We know there's such a concept called being a ben yoyma pot and ain't a ben yoyma pot. What's the difference? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that a pot that was cooked within 24 hours of the blias, so the blias are fresh, and those blias can be also midirais after 24 hours. Midirais, those blias are stale, they don't count. That's called the ain't a ben yoyma. So the Gemara says, so why is it even a problem? So let me have one pot, and I'll just wait 24 hours, and I'll use the same pot. The Gemara says, "Sigzeri drabon and ain't a ben yoyma atu ben yoyma," so we don't do that either. But we're more makel when it's less than 24 hours. So the question is, when the Torah says he's supposed to have separate dishes, that means even if it's more than 24 hours? Let's say, for example, you have one pot, you make the chalant on Sunday morning, you make the chalant Friday morning, and you make the gefilte fish on Thursday morning. So there's more than 24 hours in between. The Torah still says you need to have separate dishes, or the Torah says you only need to have separate dishes when it's ben yoyma. You make the challah on Thursday night, you make the gefilte fish Friday morning. So the ha'aris on the bottom of the chayodim, and he writes, the Torah is machmir, like we saw, number 14, he writes, Dehei mechmirim shalavashal basar b'klisha basar b'dogim. They're machmir not to cook meat in a fish pot. The efshad da'afilu be'ena ben yoyim mechmiru. Could be the Torah is machmir even if it's not a ben yoyim, which is a big chiddush. But he writes, L'maisa, the accepted practice is that most of us are makel even if it's a ben yoyim, which means I can cook the gefilte fish at 8 o'clock at night, and then I can turn around at 10 o'clock at night and cook the chalent. Even the chatchila, we'll see. So if you look in the Chai Odom, in number 15, Itaka writes, he says, Ava plitas kelim, but when it comes to absorptions of a kli, afilu ben yoyimo, even if it's a ben yoyimo, einay oyser, it does not aser. And he quotes a taz. But he writes, Torah is machmir. So it's not crazy for someone to say that I'm going to have a separate pot for fish. It's a mafurish Torah. The Torah brings some down such a shita. So what is the accepted practice in Klal Yisrael? So if you look at number, on the next page, number 16, so Shmuel Vazner writes, Ubeinyin kelim, when it comes to kelim, haminog ha'olam lahokal. The accepted practice is to be lenient. The vashel dogim beklibas ulahepach. No, today Klal Yisrael is mekel. We cook fish and meat in the same pot. The gambazam medaktikim yachadim klibas v'dogim levashel luchot. It's only the medaktikim. Only the extra very religious Jews are makbid to have a separate fish pot. Most of us are not makbid to have a separate fish pot. If you look over here in the Sefer El Yaakov, he quotes over here, he says, V'chei motu mishmei dagein rev Moshe Halbashtam. The Rav Moshe Halbashtam writes, Rav Moshe Halbashtam was a chsidisha. You have to keep that in mind. The chsidim, to my knowledge, are makbid on this. They attack to have a separate fish pot for cooking gefilte fish. So Moshe Halberstam, who is a Sanzo Enikol, he writes, the Yeshmokum Lahachma Brazil, the Yachel Lechatchila, Kli Nifer, the Bishel Bedogim, the Chechemati, Shagar, and Moshe Sternbuch, he's not Chasidish, Machmil Lechatchila, Shloy Levash, or Dogim, Bekli Basri, Ben Yoima. At least if it's a Ben Yoima. So that's an example, your wife wants to cook gefilte fish, and then she wants to turn around and cook the chicken soup. So if she wants to cook the chicken soup Thursday morning, and she wants to cook the gefilte fish Friday morning, so it's more than 24 hours, okay, maybe that's one madrega. But according to the simple reading, it's lechatchila, she can cook it back to back. She can make the gefilte fish at 10 o'clock in the morning and make the chicken soup at 12 o'clock, as long as it's cleaned and there's no substance left. But again, there are those that are makbet to have separate. In my house, I don't have a separate fish pot. I make the, again, granted that pot that we use to make the fish in it is usually an Eina Ben Yoyim at best. We definitely do cook hot fleshix in that we've cooked probably meatballs, but I think it's always an Eina Ben Yoyim. But again, according to the Torah, it still might not be the best thing to do. So you look in the Sefer Avnei Yeshva, he writes over Lamaisa near Kemoisha Kosva Chachmas Adam Shemedina ain't so achliachet Kalim the Dogim. He thinks that Lamaisa, we follow the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam says you don't have to have separate dishes. Chen Kosv Ikre, okay. The Chen Yeshit Sarev, then he throws in a curveball, which we have to talk about Bli Nedr next week's Shir, the Magen Avram. There's a famous Magen Avram. The Magen Avram wants to suggest that this whole din is no longer applicable. The Magen Avraham lived in the 1600s. He said in the 1600s, no one gets sick from eating basar v'dagim. So he wants to suggest maybe we just throw out the whole halacha. So we'll have to see, first of all, do we pass like this Magen Avraham? How far does the Magen Avraham go? Right? There's a lot of things in halacha that the metzias has changed. So we'll have to get to that. So he wants to write, v'yesh machmirim li'achad l'chadchil kem v'dagim av b'dievet in las. He says there are those that are machmir, but avad b'dievet, if someone told you that they cooked the gefilte fish in the chicken soup pot an hour in between, you can eat the chicken soup and you can eat the gefilte fish without a problem. Okay, so that's the other issue. What's another issue that comes up with basar v'dagim? Can you eat at the same table basar v'dagim? When we did basar b'chalav, we had a bunch of shiurim about eating basar b'chalav at the same table. Let's say, for example, your wife is eating fleishiks and you want to eat milchik, so you have to have a heker at the table. You can't eat like you have to have during nidus. It was cute. My daughter was bringing in last night pizza in one hand and fleishiks in the other hand. So she said, it's basar b'chalav. I said, there's no din of carrying them together. You can't have them down on the table together. But I guess maybe that's the nuchumri. You can't even carry basar b'chalav together. As far as I know, there's no such din. So the Daki Tshuva discusses, what about, this is very negeya, because today, everyone loves sushi. A lot of the sushi has fish in it. So let's say, for example, I don't eat sushi. Okay, so let's say, for example, I'm sitting down and I'm having a hamburger. My wife is sitting down at the table eating sushi. Fish, with fish in the sushi. Okay, not the vegetable sushi. Fish. So do we need to have a heker at the table? I'm eating my fleishiks and she's eating her sushi. So what's the chashash? The chashash is that I may grab a piece of sushi and eat it together with my steak. So the Daki Tshuva quotes over in the Sefer Kahal Yehuda, HaSafardi, Shekosav Denir Dehuah Den Osel Alois Togam Al HaShulchan, Shalachim Lav Basar. He says, well, you're the same problem. You can't have basar on the same meal, the same table that you have dogim. Just like you can't have basar b'chalav. Why? The Chamir is a kantam yisur. But the Daki Tshuva concludes, Umiyu Yesh Lutchis. But you could be matche. You could say they're not the same. Why are they not the same? So if you look over here, number 20, Reb Shmuel Vosner, he says, "Davar poshich ein lochosh k'mashikasev daki tshuva b'shem zayif v'kal Yehuda she'asal alis dogim and basar b'shochan echad v'cheni kilu b'zeh kol deris." Reb Shmuel Vosner says, "No, the practice is not like this kahal Yehuda. The practice is that we have no issue with having basar b'dogim on the same table." Favosnisht. So if you look at this, number 21 is the Chai Alevi. This is written by either one of Reb Shmuel Vosner's sons or grandsons, I am not sure. Well, he says, no, there's no problem to have basar v'dagim at the same table. Why? Shekasev the gam le'imatzinu lasel alas dagim al shochan shochah basar. We don't find it. V'chein lehepach. Hagam disakanta chamir meisur. So frekted the kasha. What happened to this rule? We're always so machmir. Yeshloim adadar abakivin the chamir ala odam in lochosh yov alochom biyachas. He comes up with a psasvara. He wants to say, since it's dangerous, if a person's allergic to something, you don't have to tell him, oh yeah, you're allergic, don't touch that. You know, subconsciously, you don't do it. So he says, since everyone knows that that fish and meat are dangerous, it's a built-in motivation that you're not going to take from one to the other. And that's why the practice has always been, says the Shmuel Vosner, that there is no problem to have basar v'dagim at the same table. Why is this very negeya? Because very often, let's say, for example, Shabbos morning suda, many people have fish or herring, and then they bring in the fleishiks. Not always are you so makbid to take the herring off the table by the time you bring in, or let's say someone's a course behind you. So he's still sitting there eating his herring, and you're sitting next to him eating your deli and the chont. that should be a problem. But according to this, it's not a problem because we were never machmir by boss of a dog. Just to round out, to go back to number 18b, Moshe Sternbach weighs in on the issue of, do you have to kasher a kli that cooked accidentally boss of a dog? Number 18b, he writes, Nidrashti, someone accidentally cooked boss of dogim together. Obviously, it goes without saying you can't eat it. That's Mahamash the Gemara. What about the actual kli with regard to kashering it? So he quotes the sugya. The Pesachei Tshuva says you have to kasher. I think it's Pinchas Epstein. He was one of the head of the Badats in Eretz Yisrael. He writes, Shaloi Shemanim Yimeinu Misha Pasuk. I never heard anyone that says you have to kasher when it's bas of a dog. He writes, Vishas Chuvas Divim Akir Makil Tenenbaum. Kosov Lahamtin Chavdal Choice. He said, just wait 24 hours. If you wait 24 hours, it's Ein Ben Yoima, then you don't even need a kasher. So Paskin Zomosh Debechlin is Daiti. Im Koshle Lamton, if you can't wait 24 hours, Shetzerach Laklim Yad, you need to use the pot right away. He says, fill it up and cook it. The tiflet habliya bahamayim, and that will do it. Okay? He thinks that's good enough. Okay, so it's a question of halacha lamaisa, do you need to kasher, and how you go about kashering a pot that actually cooked bas of a dog? Now, yeah, usually not, but over here, the assumption is that maybe you don't need a kasher really in the first place. Now, what happens if you go to every kiddush and every simcha in the world, they have carving stations today? So there's two stations. There's the steak station right next to the sushi station. Is that a problem? Would that present the halachic problem of being next to each other? So if you remember, right. So again, so right. It's probably no recha because it's too far away. But if you remember, we had a halach on Shulchan Aruch number 22 that we said over there that afilu basa chayev v'oif also la'alois al shulchan shachol of gvina. Even though you're not allowed to have chicken and meat and cheese on the same table. Why should you have a lechem yachu? If you may come to eat them, avu b'shulchan shesuder alav atav shul mutalit in zebitzadze. But let's say, for example, you're arranging it, you're setting it up, which is what we call out of simcha. It's stations. Then the Shulchan Aruch says there's no problem with bas b'chol. So kol shekein, there'd be no problem with bas v'dagim. First of all, according to what we saw earlier, you can have them on the same table. So if you can have them on the same table, you could definitely have them as two carving stations. So you'll go to simchas, you'll see right next to the sushi stand is the meat stand that does not present any halachic problems. You could technically even have a sushi, a meat stand right next to a chicken stand, right next to a milchika stand. But lamaisa, you're not going to find that too often. Now, we mentioned this earlier. What about bittel? Does bittel work when it comes to fish and meat? Because again, fish and meat is sakanta. We have a rule, chamira sakanta mesur. Again, for example, if someone is allergic to some food and you told him, don't worry, it's batel b'shishim, I guarantee you he will not eat that. Why? Because you're crazy. What do you mean batel b'shishim? It's in the pot somewhere. I'm gonna drink it. So in this surim, we have a concept called bittel, whatever the lum this is. So the question is, do we say bittel b'shishim with fish and meat? Fish and meat is not like basa b'chalav. Fish and meat is dangerous. It's dangerous. Would anyone take a risk of danger? So where does this come up very often? It comes up with a very common sauce called the Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire sauce is a popular barbecue sauce used for, you know, barbecuing, which is usually barbecuing meat, but it has fish in it. It has fish in it. I think it has anchovies. That's what it has in it. So the question is there bittel, and can you do bittel? So if you look over in the Oil Yaakov, he writes, Motzer shemitzayrim hayoyim minei retovim. There are many sauces. Sheesh behem dogim, or itam dogim. So yesh ha'imim shem ha'roga betel, im ha'dogim betelim b'shishim b'toich ha'roitiv. If it's bittel b'shishim in the sauce, meaning if there's so small amount of fish, kenega the rest of the sauce, motel l'hachnas oisam labas, or if you could put it into your fish, into your meat or your chicken. V'yesh machmirim, and they're those that are machmir. They say no. We don't say bittel. Again, why would you not say bittel? Because chamira sakanta miyisur. You can't take a chance when it comes to someone's life.
When it comes to a product of that possibly for non-Jews, do we say aim of vatlam?
So that's another question. Very good. The follow-up question is, what happened to the rule of aim of vatlam misalachatchil? So the answer is, I'm not doing it. The company's doing it. This has nothing to do with me, so it would not be a problem. Now, he writes over here, you could be mekel. Now, who's the one who says you can be mekel? So he writes in the footnote, that was the opinion of Rabbi Belsky Zatzal. Rabbi Belsky held that we do held shishim, and that was also the opinion of Rabbi Avad Yosef, that we do apply the rule of bittel b'shishim even by sakon. So he writes, v'nogu b'vad ha-kashrus baratzos ha-bris, and the American kashrus organizations write, shema'anikim hechsher l'ratvim ha'elu, they give a hechsher to these sauces, they write that it has fish in it. Not because they hold it's a problem, But because there are those that are machmir, that's why they mark it. Someone just told me now that they're starting to make it without fish in it. So if you look on the kashrus, you'll see OUF. So OUF means that there's fish in it. Now, it's probably shishim against it, but they're just writing that for those that are machmir. But between me and you, it's probably okay to have it. Then I'll just quote a 24 over here. Dog shenofel atavshel bas, if a little bit of fish fell into meat, im yesh shishim keneged dog, if there's 60 times keneged the dog, moto lechel as atavshel abas. Shigam betaruvas dog and mubasa, moyo bitel b'shishim. V'chein poshto hayro. Again, this is Yakut Yosef, Bavad Yosef Summit. This is the opinion of his father in a couple of tshuvas, that we do say bitel b'shishim when it comes to bas of a dog. Okay. Now, there's much more to talk about Bas of a Dagim. We'll get to that next week. But once we start to talk about Bas of a Dagim, we have to kind of sidestep and talk about what about Dagim v'chalav? Is there a problem to have fish with milchiks? So, today we just learned about fish and meat, which was already a chiddush. Everyone knows about Bas of a Chalav. Now we learned about fish and meat. Now you're telling me something about fish and milchiks? What's that all about? So, there's based on the Beis Yosef. Number 25, the Beis Yosef writes some Pei Zayin. Now, Sibin Pei Zayin, where this Beis Yosef is, he is not talking about fish and meat at all. He's actually talking about other shilas of basa b'cholav and things like that. He writes, "Umikol mokim ein le'echol dogim b'cholav. You should not eat fish with milk. Ebnei hasakana." Comes along the Beis Yosef. It's dangerous to eat fish and milk. Dangerous. He says, "Kimoishin is ba'er b'sefer orachayim simikuf ayin gimel." Now, Kuf Ayin Gimel is talking about fish and meat. It's not talking about milk and meat. It's talking about fish and meat. So the Beis Yosef seems like he's drawing an analogy. The same way it's dangerous to have fish and meat, and that's a Gemara, that's a Shulchan Aruch. It's likewise dangerous to have fish and milk.
But is this just his spur, or he sees somewhere?
So he must have got it from somewhere. Where did he get it from? So if you look at the Darkei Moshe, number 26, the Darkei Moshe writes famously, he says, V'loi re'isi miyomayin izarim b'zeh. I never saw anyone in my life that was makbid not to have fish and meat. The gam ba'orechaim simukuf ayin gimel ene elosh le'loechloi bebasar. He says, and what the Beis Yosef told you to look in simukuf kufayin gimel. Kufayin gimel was talking about fish and meat. Avo becholav shari. Ula ayin lekamon simukuf tezayin lechein nirish in his arev. He says, it got mixed in, a play on words. Lerav Beis Yosef basa becholav. Says the Rama, it was a typo. It's not supposed to say ein le'echol dogim b'cholav. It's supposed to say ein le'echol dogim b'basar. The word cholav is a typo. It was a misprint. It was supposed to be dogim b'basar. And from that you have all the svardim. And we'll see not only svardim, Ashkenazim. Not just svardim. Yeah, we'll get to that blinazim tonight. So the Darkei Moshe is convinced it's a typo in the Beis Yosef. It's nothing to take too seriously. Today we have systems that can catch these mistakes. So if it would have been today, we would have caught the mistake and we would have changed. Comes along the Shach. The Shach says the same thing. He writes in number 27. Kosev ater is zahav. Umi komok imin l'echol dogim b'chol d'nei asakono. K'moshin z'bar barachayim zim kuvayin gimul. The ater is zahav also says that you're not supposed to have fish and chola because it's dangerous. U'be'em is nimshach achar b'Beis Yosef. Says the Shach, he got that from the Beis Yosef. Aval who told us it's a mistake? Eloi niska Hashem. Ela dogim in basar asim shem sakana. That's a mistake because the halacha was fish and meat. Aval b'cholav loy shemanu v'loy reinu. V'chol yoyma v'yoyma nahigin hachi levashol dogim b'cholav v'lech. Says the Shach, this was common practice. Common practice was to cook and to eat fish and milk. There's nothing to talk about. Then he quotes the Darkei Moshe. Then he quotes the Be'er Sheva. He says everyone was against it. He says it's mafurish in the Gemara that way. That was the case of the Gemara. He says, Mefurish in the Gemara, that they used to cook milchiks and the fish together, right? Remember, what was the case over there? They said, if you have a piece of fish that was cooked next to meat, don't eat it, don't cook it with the milchiks. What do you mean? You're not allowed to eat it anyways, because fish and milchiks don't go together. So the Gemara itself is a raya, that there's no problem. Now, the truth is, I'm not getting into tonight, they give terutzim for how to learn up the Gemara. But it's a shtar kahara. The Aruch HaShulchan writes, he says, it's pashut. You're allowed to cook fish and milk. Now that's, he's telling you what the Shach says. The Shach said in the mid-1600s, the Shach lived in the mid-1600s, he says everyone was doing it. Everyone was doing it. Veda, she'to'os noifel b'sifroi. He says it's a typing mistake. He He says, "V'yesh shiratzam l'kayim zeh." There are those who want to stick to the guns and say, "No, the Beis Yosef said it. The Beis Yosef said it. He must have known something we don't know." V'amru, and they said, "Shematzu b'sifri ha'roifim." They found in the medical books, "Shiyesh sakon b'dagim b'chalov." There are those who say, "Don't be so quick to call it a printing mistake. We did some historical information, and we found that it's true." The doctors say, and we'll see whether or not this is actually true, that the doctors say there's something dangerous about fish and fish and milchiks. He writes, says that our choshochen ve'enay ken, it's not true. Debeinu b'chayy kasa pashim mishpatim shazakonu bedogim im gvina. He says, first of all, it's only if it's fish with cheese. That's the sakana, not cholov. He says v'loy bedogim cholov oid im kedivreim lomo lekav zeh b'shulchan aruch. Why is it not brought that anyone in shulchan aruch? He says everyone eats fish and milchiks, and it's considered a choshev dish. Less man the chosh lahimilsa v'choylam lecho b'li shum k'pei de chalil. Says the choshochan, do not even feel guilty. Enjoy your fish and milk. Don't even think twice about it. Okay. Now, I thought like you, Ronnie, that only svardim amakbit. Ashkenazim and Amak. Why? Because the Daki Moshe, the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan, all these great Litvishe Gedolim all said it's not a problem. But I found the Chiddush this year. That's why it's always good to look up a sugya again. If you look over number 29, they say, V'simchoy Samoyadim. He writes, Eldol Maisi Yesh Gam Eitzel Ashkenazim Yesh Habish Makbidim Lalech Odogim Chol B'yachad. There are plenty Ashkenazim that are Makbid not to do it. Kemoy Sheshamati Me'agoyin of Yechatzkol Roto from America, which we'll see Bli Neder probably next week, that Reb Chatzkel Roth has a Mechudesh Dekachuva where he assers lox and cream cheese. And he says, everyone assers lox and cream cheese. Okay? And listen to this. He says, Ukemoish Amuli Moronan Hagoin Reb Chaim Kanevsky Vagoin Reb Chaim Greenblatt, that both Reb Chaim Kanevsky and Reb Chaim Greenblatt, Shehayoy Shenovig Mipumei Shal Abes Yosef Shezeh Zakona Chosh Shin Lozeh. Chaim Kanevsky and Reb Ephraim Greenblatt, two great gedolim. One was in America, one is in Eretz Yisrael. So Gazut and Stark, they both said no. If the Beis Yosef said no good, it's no good. The Darkei Moshe, the Shach, the Aruch HaShulchan. No, Beis Yosef says it. Beis Yosef says it. And then he writes something unbelievable on the footnote. He writes that he heard from Reb Gershon Lapian, who's a dayan in London, that he heard from Reb Mordechai Dov Rogozinski, Shehaminig Belita, Hoyu Shekbidu Lechol Dogim Gvina. He said that in Litta, they were makbi for Rabbeinu Bechaya, that they would not eat dogim with cheese, avolim cholav ekilu. But when it came to milk, they were mekel, ubenin choma ekilu lechol. And when it came to choma, which is butter, they were even more mekel. But he says that in Litta, they were makbi with dogim and gvina. Now again, dogim and gvina is Rabbeinu Bechaya in Parashas Mishpat. But the Parashas is no one's makbi. Then if you look at number 30, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Now Reb Shlomo Zalman, to my best knowledge, I believe Reb Shlomo Zalman comes from a German family. Comes from a Yekesha family. And he writes something unbelievable. He says, dog ugvina, again, gvina. Gvina is cheese. Cheese and fish. I have no idea if they make dishes today with cheese and fish. I have no idea. No guba beis rabbeinu. They had a practice in Reb Shlomo Zalman's house. Shloi lo achlam yachah, not eating together. Kemoshe no guba beis avoysev, like he saw by his parents' house. And those who asked him, he paskened. Shekimin she'im minag zem muskim l'kuli alma. Since it's not accepted, people think it's a typo. You only have to be machim if that was your family tradition. They don't have to worry about the kelim. Guy says we have no mesira. Just my father picked it up. His answer was, don't make it a nether. If it's not a real family practice, then you don't have to keep it as a nether. Reb Shlomo Zalman was not Sephardic. If I'm not mistaken, his family was from originally German. Again, I believe his parents were already in Eretz Yisrael when he was, I don't remember. But I thought they originally stammed from German background. Now, if you look in Sefer HaOris from Rebbe Yashiv, he writes, Le'idyan achilos dogim and basa huva b'shulchan aruch deyesh b'zim shum sakana. Obviously, fish and meat, we know, is dangerous. Avol b'dogim im gvina. What about fish and cheese? V'chein cholov, what about milk? Yeshin is arbezed, there are those that are machmir. Why? Kim the yatsim bepi marin abe seyesiv the yesh besam sakana. Because the abe seyesiv said so. V'yeshin kosev the af the hoyuk paid the zed, there are those that were machmir. Umikomak mizmanein and ishtan atava. Many people say that even if it was true in the times of abe seyesiv, the bodies changed today. Ulamaisa nogum lahakbid. Says Rabbi Yashiv, we are machmir shaloi levashlam biyachad. We are machmir not to cook them together. Ulechlenk paid. So says Rabbi Yashiv, we're machmir. Rabbi Yashiv was machmir not to cook cheese together with fish, or milk together with fish. But to eat it, it was okay. Yeah, very interesting. Now, if you look at Yaakut Yosef, he quotes over here from Yitzchak, from the Pachet Yitzchak. The Pachet Yitzchak was the Yitzchak Lamparti. Yitzchak Lamparti was an Italian doctor rabbi. Late 1700s, he was a choshev rav as well as a doctor. So his status in medical knowledge weighs in. So he writes over here, "V'zeloshen Rav Pachet Yitzchak, kol yomei gedalti bein hachachomim v'ziknei refuah. My whole life I grew up amongst the chachomim and the ziknei refuah. V'loi matzasi sad l'mashikasev Rav Sheiris Yehuda b'shem refoifim shisheish takana b'achilas dog b'chol. I never came across any studies that said that there's some danger. V'av sheish be'emes hakanas choyli godol v'kovein mo'id ad moves. He said, even though it's very dangerous, it's well known that to have milk after fish, but if you eat fish with butter, or with cheese, there's no scientific proof. But then he concludes, he says, but since the Beis Yosef said it, I was machmir. Even though I found no medical proof, but the Beis Yosef said it, that was enough to make him to be machmer. And we'll just round off over here with the Emek Tshuva in Chatzkel Roth. He writes, someone asked him, "Sheish min machol she'asim migvina v'dogim uruv yachad." There's a dish today that is made from cheese and fish. Shekayri kan cream cheese im lox. You can buy it today in the store, mixed together. V'yesh rabbanim shneisim as a hechsher. Many rabbanim give a hechsher. V'temesa, and you're bothered. Halo gvina im dogim b'kul yamei lachol. Gvina, cheese, right? The cream cheese is called cheese. With lox, that's like a cardinal sin. Tshuva, listen to what Reb Chatzkel Roth writes. He says, "Kefisha chakarti nochen adov v'shat oimei sheish rabbanim shneisim as a hechsher." You're right. I researched it and I found rabbanim give a hashkacha. U'be'emes adov v'tumu moed. It's a pelt to me. Eich lo chashashu l'zeh. How can they not be worried? Listen to this lashon. All the Jewish homes, they never ate. They never ate dogim megvina. And then he says that he thinks this is a dish that was made up by the goyim, and the goyim made it up. So it's also because the goyim ate it. It's a very big chiddush. It's a very big chiddush because the other paiskim don't seem to have a problem. Okay, so Bli Neder, next week we'll talk a little bit more about this, and then we'll talk about, so what do you do between the fish and the meat? How do you separate them? Everyone knows Friday night, everyone has a lechayim, has a schnapps. We'll see where that came from, and then we'll talk a little bit more of how to separate, and then we'll come back to the old issue of the Magen Avraham. Is it even applicable as Zman HaZeh B'chlal? Or maybe we say nishtanu hatevim, our body changed, and therefore bezman hazeh, there's no problem at all for us to eat fish and meat even together. Okay.